The phone lines have been hot the past few weeks. Love to keep that streak going. If you've got a question, love to hear from you this morning. We've got our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to have you join us. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. It's a great website. It's called KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And the telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Now, last week I said we'd be introducing Eric first this week. CJ, is that okay if we introduce Eric first this week?
Sure, go right ahead.
Joining us this morning, our certified financial, a little bit of everything. It's one of those days. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I want to start giving you guys his titles and everything. CJ, how have you been, man?
I've been doing good. Thanks, Sean.
It's good to talk with both of you. And goodness, we've got an important show, a big show ahead. We're going to talk about it's something that is, for a lot of folks, becomes a fact of life, which is debt. And it's something that's important to be always aware of, and certainly something as you near retirement and get into retirement, you definitely want to have squared away and have a plan for it. So we're going to be talking about that with CJ and Eric this morning. Don't forget, phone lines are open. Whether you want to talk about debt or any type of retirement-related question, our retirement planning professionals are here for you. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. A lot of great stuff on the program. Also, we'll be getting to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Also, another cool thing is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Best Buy. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a little tip, listen closely to the program. Not only will you get some great information, you will also have a leg up on everybody else, because oftentimes, just about every show, the question and answer come up during the program. And speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's actually take a look back at last week's program, get the question and answer there as well.
Sure. So thank you, everybody, for listening last week, and especially to our winner, Scott from Belleville. Mm-hmm. The question was, true or false, as you plan for retirement, should you regularly review your needs for health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, and property and casualty insurance? And Scott knew that the correct answer was, of course, true.
Woo-hoo, fantastic stuff. As of course, we did a great show last week on that important topic, of course, insurance and forms of insurance and all the different things. You can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. This week, though, we'll be talking about debt. And, of course, folks are preparing for retirement. Debt, of course, it becomes a major topic. How common is it for folks to carry debt, CJ?
Yeah, it's probably more common than people realize, and it can create some real challenges. So retirees are living on obviously more fixed incomes when they get into retirement, and obviously debt payments then can quickly eat into their savings. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, total U.S. household debt hit a record $18 trillion in the fourth quarter of last year, so fourth quarter of 2024. Now, that includes mortgages, credit cards, car loans, and student loans. But here's the key, everybody. I mean, debt, while not all forms of debt are necessarily evil, debt equals risk. It leverages you and requires you to bring a certain amount to the table and pay the bank first or the lender first before you can pay yourself. And so therefore, when you think about debt, this is kind of a modern marvel. Most of us who are listening to this show, this is a modern marvel we have lived with our entire lives. But if you talk to great grandparents, you know, during the early 1920s, 1930s, maybe even before then, debt wasn't really much of a thing. It was almost like a thing for the wealthy people. Like, you just, if you made money, you bought stuff. If you didn't have money, you didn't buy anything. And so the reason I say this to you is because you actually have to realize that debt is a modern marvel that doesn't delay gratification. It actually gives you gratification now, right? So, because why am I using debt? Well, to buy something I can't afford, that's why. Right? Like, let that sink in. Why am I using debt? To buy something I can't afford today, but hope to be able to afford over a long period of time. Now, some of you are panicking right now going, is he saying we shouldn't buy homes with mortgages? No, I'm not saying that, but let's be clear. You are buying a home with a mortgage because you can't afford it today. That's what you're doing. Now, why am I emphasizing this right now? Well, because if you don't eventually get that behavior under control or don't eventually understand what you're doing by saying, I'm going to use a mortgage to buy a home, and you don't ever kind of like corral that risk profiling, when you get into retirement, it becomes really dangerous because you can't work your way out of the problem. You can't just get raises and bonuses or move to new employers to suddenly take care of that problem. So my encouragement to you all is to recognize certain types of debts while you're young and working and more risk tolerant, fine. But when you get older, you need to really, in our humble opinion, pivot that mindset to say, I need to do my best to eliminate that debt so that when I am in retirement on a fixed income, I won't feel the scarcity of the debt or of the bank taking all of my cash flow. Now, specifically, studies have revealed that credit card debt is more common than mortgage debt, believe it or not, with almost 41% of U.S. families having a mortgage or home equity loan, whereas 45.2% are carrying credit card balances. 20% are carrying education loans, which is a little bit separate. So because as you approach retirement and are now creating income streams, the last place you want to be diverting your cash flow is towards debt. So listen, we don't live in utopia. We live on planet Earth here. So we recognize that sometimes even people who want to have their debt paid off are not able to, or you know, life throws them some curveballs. We get it. What we really don't like seeing, though, is an attitude that says debt doesn't matter and debt doesn't equal risk. And so as I enter into retirement, debt, you know, I'm just going to carry all the debt. We would say, good luck. We don't see that having high probabilities of success.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and, of course, Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals, and they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, obviously, we talk about, you know, kind of those big implications and really why this is a big deal. What kinds of debt then should folks be most focused on when it comes to ridding themselves of as they approach and get into retirement?
That is a great question, Sean. And before I jump into that, I just got to give some props to CJ for going through that whole first section, because nobody hates debt more than CJ, let me tell you. And he just had to read all of those stats about carrying credit card debt, and he did it wonderfully.
So yeah,
got to give him some props.
You make Dave Ramsey seem like a softy sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's talk about some of those common types of debt. CJ mentioned this earlier, the credit card debt. And that is an incredible stat, being more common than mortgage debt. The average credit card interest rate right now is hovering, you know, between 20 and 24%, some of them up to 30% and even higher. We've talked before on the show about the impact of the interest rate level on credit card interest rates, and they tend to be very impacted by higher interest rates, and we are seeing that right now. With mortgages, even if you're locked in at a 6 to 7% rate or even less, that's still a monthly payment in retirement. That's still cash flow that you have to put somewhere else other than towards expenses of the things you want to do in retirement. So even, you know, we often say, well, mortgage is good debt, and that's true if you're comparing it to the other types of debt you can have. But if we can prioritize paying that down before retirement, that is just all the better for retirees. Last one I want to talk about here is student loans. And surprisingly, a lot of retirees are still carrying these. Sometimes they're actually their own loans. Sometimes they're loans of children. I would say probably more commonly now we're seeing parents with loans for their children's college. Federal undergrad loans are, you know, around 6.5%. Graduate loans are even higher, between 8 and 9. And then private loans, this is a huge range. They're anywhere from 3.47 up to 17.99. It really depends on the institution you're working with. But if you're considering refinancing those public loans to private loans, just remember, private loans don't offer the same protections like deferment or income-based repayments. So just make sure you're well aware of what you're doing if you're thinking about consolidating and refinancing.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. It is a great website. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great chance to get to know the team at Kloss Financial, also learn about their separate divisions. Another cool feature at klossfinancial.com is the chance for you to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email, gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, also a link to the most recent podcast that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Speaking of things available to you, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. Not going to cost you a thing for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open also here at the station. If you've got a question for CJ and Eric, all you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So we've established that that debt is not good. Well, we're going to talk with the guys about some strategies to reduce and eliminate debt before retirement. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning for professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking debt this week, and of course, really important thing to get under control. And as we think about that, I know a lot of folks start to focus in and say, well, are there strategies? Are there techniques? What can folks be doing when it comes to working towards reducing or eliminating their debt before retirement?
Yeah, good question, Sean. It does start with a plan. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. There are a lot of tried and true strategies. But I would say to you, you know, pay attention to like what banks and what the federal government does to make sure that they get paid. So what does a bank do? Well, they automatically draft out of your bank account your debt service payment. And if you go like more than about 30 days, they're going to start foreclosing on you. I mean, it's quick. And it's decisive. So said another way, a bank is going to make sure that they get paid first. What does the federal government do? Well, they instituted something called the payroll tax. So before you get paid, they get paid. Think about that. Let that settle in. They actually say, no. Actually, we're going to work with companies and with, you know, accounting firms and all that to make sure that we get paid before you get paid. So now that kind of freaks people out. The point here is like, oh, these are large mega institutions that have figured out if you want something to be done, do it immediately. Okay, so we can use that technique to our advantage. If I have a strategy of wanting to pay down debt before I get to retirement, what should I do? I should make it the first thing that happens after I get paid. So pay down my debt first. So set a payoff strategy and then stick to it. Another thing that we've noticed that has high degrees of, like, I'll call it cognitive success, is something called the debt snowball. This is the debt snowball is listing your debts in order of smallest balance to largest balance. So it's basically ignoring interest rates. What you do then is you make a minimum payment on every single debt in that debt snowball besides the smallest balance. You put all of your excess cash flow that you can possibly, you know, scrounge together towards the smallest balance. And then once that one is paid off, you do the same thing. You move down to the next smallest balance, minimum payments on everything but the smallest balance. And you then snowball your payments until they're all gone. Now, some people go, why would you do that? What if I had a credit card at 22%? That was my second smallest balance. Shouldn't I attack that first because the interest rate is large enough or is too high? Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, yes. But what you're missing is that actually what got you into the problem was behavior problems, not math, right? And so we're going to use behaviors as a way to get us out of debt as well. So said another way, we have found that there's a lot of cognitive triggering that occurs when you get a debt paid off, and it can almost make a game out of it. It's like gamifying your debt reduction. Okay, more on that in the future. You can call us if you have any questions. Also set up automatic payments. So back to my comment about The federal government makes sure that they get paid before you get paid. Well, similarly, you should consider setting up those auto payments and having them be first right after you get paid and making them large. So then what ends up happening is you live off of what is left over. Often we'll find, Eric and I will hear people say, you know, I want to save for retirement, but there's just nothing left at the end of the month. And we go, well, that's the first problem. Because what I hear you saying is that saving for retirement is the last thing that you do, right? So basically, you should be paying the things that are most important to you first and then living off of the residual. And then obviously, you know, do try to find some a balance between debt repayment and saving for the future. I know this is something that a lot of people get head trash around as it relates to Dave Ramsey. Is like, do I not save into my 401k plan when I'm paying off debt? And our answer would be talk to a good financial advisor. It depends upon a number of factors, but we don't really disagree with Dave on this as much as just there's a lot of subtlety involved in that. So you do want to make sure that you talk to a good advisor, talk to a good accountant, and make sure that you are both trying to save for the future, save for a rainy day, and paying down your debt.
Really good guidance and advice, as always, from retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also on the website, you can listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts. As a matter of fact, you can subscribe right on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-563. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Now, shifting gears, let's talk about kind of the other side of it, which is how can you avoid adding to your debt then as you get closer to retirement?
Yeah, Sean, this is really all about habits and mindset, and really what CJ was referencing there too, which is just this kind of behavioral finance component that we would call it, just understanding that there's a human element to this. We can all sit down and say, I'm making a plan, I'm going to pay off my debt, but our behaviors are going to creep in if we're not thinking about it, you know, on an ongoing basis. So the first part of this is simply from a spending standpoint. If you have an issue with spending way too much on your credit cards, and it's something that you're trying to address, Get rid of those credit cards. Get them out of your wallet. Go cash only and eliminate the temptation to spend. This is there's nothing more disheartening, I guess, in working with clients for them than you know, I see them in a meeting and then I see them, I don't know, maybe 6 months later, and we check in on things and they say, yeah, we've been making that new payment on the debt, but you know, it balance really hasn't gone down that much. I'm like, well, that's because you're still using it. You know, it's just this idea of you need to take away the temptation. Be aware of your interest rates. So make a list of your debts. I know it sounds really overwhelming and you think, gosh, I don't need to see all that in one spot. But making a list and understanding how much each of the debts is costing you in interest, you'll be really surprised how motivating it is when you see how much extra you're paying on certain debts in interest, and it really encourage you to tackle those head on. Don't be afraid to use debt repayment tools and calculators. Websites like Credit Karma or Calculator.net, they offer free tools that kind of help you plan out how your debt payoff journey is going to go. And finally, this is going to sound obvious, but pay bills on time. Late fees and missed payments, they hurt your credit, and they're going to cost you extra in terms of late payment fees and higher interest. So set reminders or auto pay wherever possible. And just, as I said, be very cognizant of this, because all the best intentions kind of go by the wayside if we're not thinking about it on an ongoing basis.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. They've got a great website. It's klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. After your house, it's probably one of the biggest loans you've ever taken, which is, of course, your car, your automobile. We'll talk about auto loans. We'll talk about those next, and we'll also do the listener question corner. We'll do all of that as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Talking debt, and goodness, this is one of those that I think sometimes slips our mind, that it is a debt, which is our cars and our auto loans. I know this is kind of one of those areas that can sneak up on folks a bit, can it, Eric?
It sure can, and it's, I think CJ would agree, a bigger issue today than it's ever been. Car loans are lasting longer than ever before. It seems like gone are the days of the 36 or 48 month repayment schedule. Now we're 72, 84, 96. You know, we're getting close to a decade to pay off a car, which, as we know, is a depreciating asset. So when you're taking that long to pay off the balance, depending how much you borrow, you're very quickly getting to a place where maybe you owe more on the vehicle than it's worth. But as we sit here today in recent loans for a new car, averaging about 7.3%, used cars are somewhere around 11%. Now these are averages, right? They're not just the promotional rates that are being run at dealerships or whatever it might be. But car loans are becoming a bigger piece of the debt picture. As we look at an 8-year loan, And we say, wow, that seems like a long time. Well, the average loan right now is 70 months, and that's for a new vehicle. And while a longer term lowers your monthly payment and increases the total interest that you pay on the debt, and as I mentioned earlier, it gets you to a point where you are upside down on the loan, where you owe more than the car is worth. So if you can stick with a 5-year loan or even shorter, that's great. Better yet, you can build a sinking fund, which is this idea of setting money aside each month, basically like a phantom car payment, into a savings account so that when it comes time to buy a new vehicle, you actually have a chunk of cash there to use. But just be smart about these. Be smart about auto loans, because they become an issue really, really quickly.
It was funny, Eric, as you were talking there, I did not catch the sinking fund line. And I remember a couple of years ago, CJ, you initially had brought up that term, and I remember Googling it, and I looked it back up again, because I'm like, boy, I hope we mentioned sinking funds. And thank goodness it was in, because what a cool thing. Another thing, too, I've noticed with if you actually save for a car rather than finance a car, you're a little more, and I don't know what it is, there's probably psychology, and you guys understand this more than anyone, that when you've got the money on hand to buy a car, your decision making is a little bit different than, I don't know, when you're going to finance it. It just seems like, we'll upgrade everything, and maybe we'll go one class up. And
there's a lot of psychology behind it. There's two phrases we use, which is, it's easier to spend somebody else's money than your own. True. Number one, and number two, we would say the following: poor people or poor minded people ask how much does this cost me per month? Rich people, or people with rich wealth creation mindsets, ask how much does this cost? Period. Because the mindset of the poor is, can I make the monthly payment? The mindset of the wealthy is, can I afford this? So just remember that as you go throughout life. If you're ever asking, well, I can make that monthly, that's the wrong question to be asking. The right question is, how much will this cost?
And as we talk too about some of these, you know, these bits of wisdom and things that you guys get to experience at Kloss Financial and getting to know folks, what are there some other areas about, you know, that you, kind of warning areas when it comes to carrying debt, CJ?
Yeah, so we would just say, again, some of the warning areas would be, you know, just like you can use compound interest to accumulate wealth through saving into a retirement account and seeing the compound growth of a 401k plan or IRA, well, the same can be true against you. And so debt can compound against you, especially those really high interest debts. Now, again, I want to be cautious here, as Eric was kind of poking at me and having fun, which I appreciate in good faith. It's it is something that we realize there's not utopia here. We can't just have $1 million to go buy our dream home when we're 25 years old, right? So what are we going to do? And the answer is, well, your great-grandparents actually just lived in small homes and eventually migrated up if they could afford it. So there is a world in which you have to understand this idea of mortgage debt and credit card debt and auto loans. These are modern marvels, and you don't have to use them, number one. But then number two, it would be, if you're going to use them cautiously. That's it. That's all we're saying. Just be cautious, because here would be the equivalent. Hey, is alcohol by its definition a bad thing? No. My wife has a glass of wine maybe once a week and she does great with it. Mm-hmm. But for this guy, for me, it was a big problem. And so therefore, I had to cut it out of my life. So it's knowing yourself, and it's understanding that when you are going to touch something that has created a lot of damage, touch it carefully. So debt to us is one of those things. Hey, it's kind of like fire. The fire can make a nice fireplace and bring you warmth, or it can destroy everything. So be cautious of debt, because it's destroyed a lot of American households. And we would say just use it kind of like fire. Just control it, contain it, and keep it small. But the big takeaway is this. Make it your goal to retire debt-free, including your mortgage if possible. The freedom it brings is well worth the effort.
Talking great stuff this morning as we talk with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. We're going to actually real quick go to the phones. Mike called in. Mike, I do want to get you on the air. Thank you so much for calling. We've only got a couple of minutes, but I see your question. I think it's a real important one. Welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz of Kloss Financial.
Thanks, Sean. My question is has to do with taking an RMD taking the RMD, paying the taxes, and then thinking about beneficiary ideas with getting that somehow into a Roth, okay? And let's leave out all the eligibility issues there, assuming that the money could go into a Roth because it's eligible. If you're over 59 and a half, you've taken the RMD, does the five-year rule apply to both the converted funds, and that's the wrong word, the deposited funds and the income? Or does the five-year rule only apply to one or the other of those two?
Oh, man, great question. There's a lot in that, and you told me to ignore the eligibility rules. That's tough. I'm going to abide by your outline here, but that's tough because there could be significant eligibility rules if you're using RMDs to make contributions. Because you're right, we're not doing conversions, we're doing contributions. But I'll ignore that.
Correct.
And then you're right. Yeah. Is there a five-year rule as it relates to this new hypothetical Roth IRA that you're going to establish and make contributions to? And the answer is no. So the five-year rule applies to the growth. You can't remove. And it applies to when the Roth IRA was established. So to be clear, if you establish a Roth IRA, and I'll use your number, 59 and a half or 60, let's call it. Well, actually, and that doesn't work here because you're using RMDs. I'm going to say you're 75 years old. So you're 75 years old, pulling out RMDs. You are making a contribution to a Roth, which means you have to have earned income to do so. Yep. If that Roth has been open for at least 5 years prior, so you have old Roth money, new money in, then both the contributions and the growth can be removed at any time without any tax or penalty. If, however, you are establishing a new Roth IRA at 75 years old, then it is only the contributions that can be removed at any time. The growth would have to wait for 5 years thereafter. Very complicated answer, but that's what the letter of the law says.
Well, that's why I asked, though, because I appreciate your expertise on this, and I see such general discussion of it that's not as precise. So I really appreciate it very much. Thanks.
Mike, thank you for the call. Great question. Great calls. Don't forget, if you ever have questions, great day to start that conversation at Kloss Financial. Their website, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. As a matter of fact, you want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. And again, their number is 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, a total U.S. household debt, the total U.S. household debt hit almost $18 trillion in the fourth quarter of 2024. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win this week's prize. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number 608-442-5637. Guys, it's always informative and it's always especially fun. Great to talk to you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.